I want to welcome everyone to this 2018 Year of Heart Truth. Always at around mid-year, somewhere between June and September, I start to pick up the energy of the incoming year. And so since around August, I've been in this massive heart upheaval. And it happens to me every year because, you know, some of us need to sort of process this raw energy that comes in from the universe. We process it, assimilate it, and then it can be disseminated out in a more refined way for the masses of people to understand what it is. Because is there anyone here who doesn't understand that there is so much powerful energy coming in from the higher realms that we need to be open to receiving it on many, many levels? So if you're not yet a conduit, if it were to just come in and flow through you, it probably would blow a lot of circuits. And that is happening to some people. So we actually don't want to do that because we still have to function in our everyday lives. So today we're going to be talking about the 2018 energy, which I am calling the Year of Heart Truth. In 2012, I talked about how we were entering into a time of truth, where many deceptions and many hidden secrets and all of that would begin to come to the surface. And we've been seeing that since 2012. The deceptions, the hidden agendas are now coming up to the surface. And we're going to be in this cycle for quite some time. But each year brings in a little different energy as truth is emerging. So in 2016, I called it the Year of the Heart because we had been journeying, learning yoga, meditation, prayer, maybe connecting with nature, learning some energy skills. Some people even opened up their psychic skills. But in 2016, I felt there was a need more to focus on the heart. It was like the awareness of the heart had to become more in focus. And we saw that in 2016. Facebook, memes, posts, messages, there was more I love yous and spread the love in 2016, which was really beautiful. Now again, we're just scratching the surface here. 2017 was a year where the transformation of the heart into the deeper realms of divine energy began. The churning up of this heart, which is our truth. This is where the truth is. It's not up here in the mind, it's in the heart. We have been churned up. It's like there is a walnut shell around the heart, even though we've been able to love. But now we're going deeper, and it's deeper into a more divine type of love. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute. Now, truth will continue to rise in the world, but it's the transformation of the divine truth, which can only come from inside one's heart. And we connect with that in one of two ways. Sometimes it's through ultimate joy, and sometimes it's through ultimate heartache. And both are necessary. One lifts us up. The other one cracks us open. And there's something much deeper going on inside here. We're learning to love from a place of wholeness instead of a place of lack. We've been loving from a place of lack. Our relationships are filling us up. Our children are filling us up. Our nephews, our friends are filling us up. So even the concept of love is going to begin to change in the incoming years. It's going to change. And that change is going to bring up lots of things. Issues of the heart, codependence, fear, feeling alone. Wherever we have attached our heart to something or someone, and it doesn't mean we're going to detach from that person, but we're going to transform the heart to actually become divine. Now, we're only at the beginning of this, but that's what this year is going to teach us. The concept of love is going to begin to change as it moves up into a higher vibration of divinity. It's a different way of loving, and we will be challenged with that this year. Remember, we're only at the embryo stage of awakening. We're not so enlightened. We're not an enlightened species. We're working on it. We're trying to get there. We're doing our work. And we're trying to go higher. And we've got a way to go. But we're doing it. We're doing it. And we must never let the hard times make us feel like we're not getting there. So that was the 2017. It was the year of transformation of the heart, beginnings. I personally had to deal with some issues of betrayal from people who I trusted. And again, betrayal is an energy of what? The heart. So I had to work through that and ask myself, well, how am I betraying myself? How do I need to not betray myself anymore? And the answers that always come is connection to self and universe. In 2018, I call the year of the heart because the focus of this year, not to the exclusion of anything else, but the focus of this year is going to be self-love, a deeper form of self-love. The question is going to be, who am I? Not even so much, what am I here to do? It's, who am I? And when there's a lot of intellectual understanding of who we are, but it needs to be felt now, deeper in the heart. Because no one can tell you who you are. You have to feel it. And it comes from a very deep place of finding one's truth. Now, there's a lot of symptoms that have been showing up as the heart begins to open. As I just mentioned, heart palpitations, shortness of breath, hyperventilating, anxiety, hormone imbalances, chest pains. This heart, this divine heart, wants to open. Because we have touched the heart in terms of love and unity, and united consciousness and soul love. But there's more. We have not even yet touched the depth of the divine love that is in us. And this is the incoming energy this year. There were three things that were shown to me as this energy came to me. Number one, to understand your personal truth in your heart. Not what anybody else says to you, not even what I'm saying to you, not what a book says, not what anybody else out there says to you. It must resonate with you in here, and that's how you know it becomes your truth. If there are concepts or belief systems, anything that's out there that doesn't quite have that really resonates with my heart, it may not be your truth. Why is that? Are our truths all the same? No, they may not be. They actually may not be. So to understand your personal truth, it has to resonate with you. The other thing is that you have to understand your truth and your heart will most likely continue to change as you grow. It won't stay the same, and you have to be open to sort of riding this magic carpet. We have to become fluid and more open, releasing fixed thoughts. So what do I mean by that? The second thing that came to me was release absolute thinking. This is a must. That's a must. Because absolute thinking may keep us limited and stuck in something and prevent us from going higher into new beliefs and higher truths for ourselves. I do believe there is one highest truth, but we've got to journey up there and get there within ourselves. So an example that I want to give of letting go of an absolute truth is that we know the concept of forgiveness is very important. In order for the heart to open and heal, we have to forgive those who have hurt us. And the idea behind that is to free ourselves and to open our hearts and to let go. And if a person can't forgive, well, what will happen to them? Well, they'll remain angry. Maybe they'll develop a disease. Something horrible may happen to them if they can't forgive. Well, what if that's just not entirely true? If we are all one, the way we believe we are, from one soul, from one creator, someone who doesn't have the ability to forgive, perhaps maybe something tragic happened. Maybe they lost a child in 9/11. Some people have forgiven that. Others haven't been able to get there. Can we not hold that space of forgiveness for them? Hold that energy of forgiveness around them? They may not get there in this lifetime, but can we not hold that for them? They may not have to develop a disease or be miserable. These are the higher truths that I feel, what's been coming to me, that we have to ascend to. So as we let go of absolute thinking, we allow our consciousness to rise beyond anything that we currently know. Because consciousness is going to keep changing. Everything we know now in 10 years may be obsolete. And one of the things that I have learned in the last 30 years of my spiritual journey is that, you know, I read a lot in the beginning and I meditated and I did a lot of things. Oh, yes, and this is set in stone, right? You know, like attracts like, and all of these energy concepts, and they're correct. But I have been taught in this last year to 2 years, there's a whole new level of consciousness coming. And in order to raise even higher, we've got to let go of even everything you've been taught. The things that are true and right for you are going to remain with you. But there are other things that we will need to let go of, because to raise us up higher as human beings into the light, we need to be open to new thought, higher thought, even thoughts that we can't even imagine exist just yet. But it's there and it's out there. And every experience that we have, good or hurtful, is meant to lift us up into that. When we go with the flow of what's in our heart and we allow ourselves to be led by the divine, we don't need to do anything. We will be led and carried. We will be shown day to day. We don't have to figure anything out. How many people here understand that they're actually on sort of a magic carpet ride and you're just being carried? And your job is to just flow with that and not distract it from saying, oh no, I think that's what I want to do. No, that's what I want to do. Allowing yourself to be carried on the higher waves of energy. It's like an eagle that takes off and it just glides. It has found its current. And it just glides on that current. And it just flaps its wings when it needs just a little more to propel itself. But it glides on that current. Why? Because it trusts that this current of energy is going to carry it where it needs to go. And this is where we are now. The third thing that will show up as we ask ourselves, who am I? Is the need to love ourselves more. Self-love is going to be a big focus this year for many, many people. We've come to understand that our purpose is to heal and evolve, that we need to be of service. But there's going to be a larger focus on self. Who am I? What do I need to do? How do I need to let myself receive from the universe, open my heart to receive? How do I need to believe in myself more? How do I need to take care of myself more? It's like we're now being told, you've got the scenario of what you need to do in the world, but you know, in the airplane, when that mask comes down and you put it on yourself first, it's to focus there. Why? It sounds selfish, but it's not. Because to become that unconditional love that is in the divine heart, we need to establish an extraordinary relationship with self. Was it Gene Wilder who said, I'm having the most romantic relationship of my life with self? Now, how is this going to show up? Between 2001 and 2007, I went into what's called a graceful isolation. What was I asked to do at that time? I was asked to go inside myself. I did not do much. I worked with clients. I meditated every day. I did mundane things like laundry. I did not socialize except for holidays and a little bit here and there. And I did have family members asking me to do this and do that and watch babies. And I helped as much as I could. But a lot of times I had to say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can't be there for you. I know you don't understand what it is that I'm going through, but I needed my solitude. And I spent 7 years of my life like that. And that's where my relationship with self developed. I was downloaded a whole new consciousness, not from reading any books, but it was downloaded from above into my mind and into my heart. And that relationship continues to develop and grow today. So how is that going to show up for many people now? You're going to feel like you just want to be alone. It might be for a day, it might be 2 days, it might be a week. I'm sure you won't go into a 7-year graceful isolation like I did. You won't need to. But when those times come up, it's important for you to realize that you're not being antisocial, you're not isolating yourself, you're not in depression. What you are is in connection to soul, because your soul wants to awaken. And that's how it does. It doesn't awaken by the distractions of everybody else's thought and feelings, and it doesn't awaken that way. It awakens in the solitude of self. Because what happens when the soul awakens, it says, well, I want to be me. I want to be unique to who I am. And what I need to do is, even though I love you and I love you and I love you, I actually don't want your energy and your thoughts in my energy field right now. I actually want to figure this out all by myself. We're going to see more of this. And it's important to know, because I have a lot of clients coming in saying, I just want to be alone. What's wrong with me? I'm saying, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just wanting some personal space. You're wanting some time to get in touch with this deeper part of you. And it comes in through the heart. So this is where we are. And of course, you know, the energy of prior years and prior experiences, you know, aren't gone. It's always moving forward and carrying us further along. So all of this heart energy that we've been experiencing, the awareness of the heart and sending out love instead of anger, and then transformation of the heart, letting the heart open and be vulnerable, and then understanding that now we want to go deeper into who am I. It's all cumulative, and it will keep going and lifting us up higher and higher. But this is what we've asked for, and this is what we want, because this is where the higher realms live. And we're tapping into higher realms, aren't we? We want to tap into love. We want to tap into higher love. We want to tap into the realms where our deceased loved ones are. Well, we want to tap into it. You can go to a psychic medium and have a reading, but we want to tap into it. We want to go into higher, even galactic energies. Everybody knows who Mike Dooley is, I'm sure. And I love one of the things he says. It's a quote from him. The reason old souls enjoy spending time alone is because they never really are. And that's where we're heading. And that's what the energy of this year is going to offer everyone. Because relationship now to love and self is so important. It's time for us to begin to learn to love from a place of wholeness and fullness rather than lack. All of our emotions, especially the lower ones, like sadness, not lower, they're just a lower vibration, but they exist, are just significant of our disconnect to our self and universe, self and God. That's all it is. So when there's sadness in your life, and when I was betrayed back in August by some people who I trusted, there was so much sadness, and I was so angry and hurt. I thought, why did they do that? And it came to me. It's like, well, they did it because that's who they are and that's how they act. But what am I going to do with these feelings? I'm just going to reconnect upward, because apparently if I'm feeling those sad feelings, then it just must be that there's a deeper connection that I need upward. Easy and complex at the same time, right? Imagine the lives we would live and the world that we'd live in if we all came from a place of divine love within the heart, but true love of self, because that's where it all starts.